Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep. Somehow, our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Okay, friends, welcome to Friday and the Weekly Mom Moment. So this week I am talking about closet wars. I have a few thoughts, processes, all the things going through my mind on this, but the reason I'm talking to you about this today is because our girls literally go like battle royale on each other when one another steals their shit. Like, full on brawl. I mean, when they were younger, they used to, you know, pull each other's hair, bite, all that kind of shit. Now it's like, yeah, maybe sometimes the pull hair. Not really. I'd say it's more like slap and kick. Like kick each other. And there's this new thing going on called cooter shots where my husband thought this was something completely different and was appalled. But thankfully, literally when they kick or punch one another in the cooch, yeah, cooter shot, like horrible. Anyways, so my conversation today is about closet wars. So our girls, literally, if something is in their closet that's not theirs and they know that, they wear it. Or they're looking for something that also is not theirs and they go into one another's closet to find and wear. Then epic battle begins. Now, it's actually kind of crossing over now that our youngest is also starting to get older, but like they also go into my closet and will take things occasionally. And more specifically, they go into my bathroom and just like feel like they have the right of way in there to like do whatever the fuck they want, use the products, like all this kind of shit. And yet when it's with them, one another, they get so angry. So I'm trying to, you know, rationalize this and I'll give you a little bit of a backstory because I'm not really that great at sharing my stuff. And I think it's because of the trauma from childhood that I had that literally has brought me here. So now I'm getting like karma on my kids fighting and payback over their closet wars. But here's my story. My sister and I, we are like 2.5 years apart. Our girls are just a little bit under that. But anyways, my sister and I, when we were probably, I was early teens, she used to love stealing my shit, going through my room, taking my clothes, and I would like always find them in the bottom of her laundry pile. And often like ruined, and she was a smoker, and so they stunk hard. I would always get so angry to the point where my dad went out one day and literally bought a lock and key for my door, and I had the key, and we literally had to lock my door so that she would not go into my room and steal my stuff until... Oh my God. Until one day, I guess it was nice out and warm and whatnot. I had my bedroom window open and my bedroom window was on the second floor. And she And my cousin, who was over at the time, decided it would be a great idea to take the ladder and put it up to my window so that they could climb through my window and my sister could take my stuff that way. I mean, obviously, brilliant idea. Thankfully, my girls know. And thankfully, actually, my girls are on the first floor. But they also know this story. And hopefully, they see how freaking crazy it sounds. And so maybe they will start to see how crazy they are being about this. But so my sister, here she goes, proceeding to try and climb up the ladder into my bedroom window, which I would also love to see anyone driving by at that time. That would have been so freaking hilarious. But the plan failed when she fell off the ladder. Thank God there was a hedge below and she fell into that. And I don't think she hurt herself. Like, thankfully, she was okay, obviously. I don't know. Maybe she needed a chiro after that. Thank God she was okay. But she went to that extreme. And now I am dealing with my girls having their own wars and battles with each other over like everything at the moment, but specifically their clothes and their makeup and bathrooms. We've moved them into their own bathrooms so that they have their own space, especially as they're, you know, teen, tween and all this. They are appreciating that a lot more, but it's the no sharing that is like, holy crap. But then again, as I go back, the sharing thing, I have a real hard time around that because I think I always felt like it was never going to come back if I shared. But so now I'm here dealing with this karma payback to me. Sorry, parents. Yeah, I get it. But I'm just asking you guys, does anyone feel me here? And how do you even manage it? Or do you? Like, is this just like an age and stage that eventually will run its course very clearly? But struggling mom over here trying to literally break up the UFC fighting that's going on in our basement on most days. So that's today's mom moment and all of, you know, the high level problems I know that I'm bringing to you today. But maybe if I work on my sharing, my kids will emulate something along those lines. But, you know, I don't really want to share my stuff with them. Do I have to? Asking for a friend. Okay, guys, happy Friday. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.